Fixed income markets have evolved, but most benchmarks haven't. At Janus Henderson, our forward-thinking framework aims to reconstruct past approaches to fixed income by focusing on multiple investor objectives. Learn more at janushenderson.com. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, October 29th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Facebook has a new name.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced the change at the company's annual developer event yesterday. He said the new brand, Meta, was more in line with the company's goal to go all in on the online realm known as the Metaverse. On today's show, reporter Sarah Needleman, who's been covering the Metaverse, joins us to discuss what the changes will mean for the company and for the Metaverse itself. That's after these headlines. Big tech companies aren't immune to supply chain problems. Apple reported record year-end results with a 12-month profit of nearly $100 billion. But the iPhone maker warned a shortage of microprocessors could delay shipments of its newest phone models. The company said supply chain disruptions were worse than it had anticipated over the summer and could hurt it in the current quarter. Meanwhile, Amazon said sales topped $110 billion for the quarter, the first under its new CEO, Andy Jassy, and its profit was $3.2 billion. But both fell short of investor expectations. The e-commerce giant has seen sales growth during the pandemic, but supply chain and labor shortages have been a problem. Amazon said it's been spending heavily to build out its fulfillment network. The CEO of Activision Blizzard, the video game empire behind Call of Duty and Candy Crush, is taking a pay cut. Bobby Kotick was the second highest paid chief executive in the U.S. in 2020, earning $154 million, according to the Wall Street Journal's rankings. But in a letter to staff on Thursday, Kotick said he'd asked Activision's board to reduce his pay to $62,500, the minimum allowed for salaried workers under California law. He'll also forego bonuses and equity grants. Kotick also said the company would end mandatory arbitration for internal harassment and discrimination claims. This comes as federal regulators are investigating the company's culture, including allegations of sexual misconduct and workplace discrimination. An Activision spokesperson declined to comment beyond Kotick's letter. And Facebook's global woes continue. India's government is asking the social media giant for details about how it monitors and removes inflammatory content on its platform there, according to government officials. The request follows news reports, including a Wall Street Journal article, about Facebook's internal research showing its platforms in India are rife with violent, nationalist, and anti-Muslim content. One of the officials said the government will decide if it needs to seek more information once Facebook has responded. Speaking of Facebook, or should I say Meta, why is Mark Zuckerberg renaming his company? We'll discuss after the break.
Fixed income markets have evolved, but most benchmarks haven't. At Janus Henderson, our forward-thinking framework aims to reconstruct past approaches to fixed income by focusing on multiple investor objectives. Learn more at janushenderson.com. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value.
Facebook is changing its name. The social media giant will now be known as Meta. The company's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, says the new brand will reflect the company's growing focus on the metaverse, the virtual realm where people will work, play, and shop like they're in person. Here's how Zuckerberg described the decision Thursday at the company's annual Facebook Connect Developer Conference.
Right now, our brand is so tightly linked to one product that it can't possibly represent everything that we're doing today, let alone in the future. Over time, I hope that we are seen as a metaverse company. And I want to anchor our work and our identity on what we are building towards.
Joining us to discuss the change and Meta's plan for the future is our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
It's my pleasure to be here.
I want to talk a little bit about the specific plans for the metaverse, but before we get to that, Facebook has been making headlines for a different reason recently. There's internal research from the company that showed its platforms can be harmful to users. Did Mark Zuckerberg address why he's focusing on the metaverse and these plans when he's got this other dilemma or he's got this other focus from lawmakers?
He did. He said that he thinks some people will think this is not the right time to focus on the future, but he argued that in reality, it's actually very important to move forward, even if mistakes are made along the way. The metaverse is something he said he's been thinking about for many years now, and that problems may be problems and the company's addressing them, but they're separate issues, and he believes that this is extremely important for the future moving forward.
Given Facebook's reputation at the moment, given concerns that people have about being on their social media platforms, maybe about the way their data is used, what did Zuckerberg say about, you know, getting people comfortable with its potentially new platforms, with its metaverse focus?
We're talking about technology that in many cases doesn't yet exist, or we have small tastes of it. And so in terms of people's comfortability with privacy and security, I think we first have to get over the hurdle of people understanding what this is and how they might use it to advance their current experiences on the internet. And then from there, naturally, there will be questions around privacy and security, mental health, not just for Facebook, but for every company that's entering the space. But you could argue especially Facebook, given the regulatory scrutiny it's faced and its track record has raised, you know, many questions among users, regulators, investors. And so those questions are likely to transition over to the company's next step here with its move to the metaverse and its new name, Meta.
We have seen other brands change their names. You know, Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, is kind of a big example in this space. But when I think of Alphabet, when I talk to my friends about the company, I actually talk about Google. Is the same thing likely to happen to Facebook? We know it as the brand Facebook.
I think we'll still know it as the brand Facebook, and Mr. Zuckerberg alluded to that as well. So I don't think we'll see that go away. Of course, the main platform, the blue app we know as Facebook, is keeping that name. But the change to Meta really reflects this change in focus, and over time, maybe we'll become more used to it. But Facebook is certainly a name that is ingrained in our minds, just like in the way Google is. It'll certainly be hard to get used to saying something else.
Okay, let's turn back to their actual plans for the metaverse. We've been hearing Mark Zuckerberg talk about the metaverse for months now, going on about how important he thinks it is. What specifics did he lay out today?
He talked about the metaverse in terms of how it will change the workplace, how it will change the way we socialize. He talked about education, maybe getting a tour of ancient Rome in the virtual world as it looked. He talked about it in terms of commerce and avatars and buying digital swag and going to concerts. All the things that we've heard about, he sort of touched on these many different areas. He did point out that many of these things that were shown today, they're not readily available now, and it will be years before we see them. But it gives you a good sense of what to expect.
You know, when he was talking about the metaverse economy, one thing that kept coming up was the idea of interoperability. This, you know, you buy something on one platform, you want to be able to move it to another. They gave the example, if you bought a sports jersey at, you know, a stadium, you wouldn't only be able to wear it at that stadium. I wonder how, though, they're going to make this work for the metaverse. What are their plans to get that there?
They were very specific on how they're going to actually achieve that. But I think the point that Mr. Zuckerberg was trying to make is that no one entity should control the metaverse, just like no one entity owns the internet per se. And so he believes that different companies will need to collaborate with one another. Creators will need to collaborate with one another. So there's no friction, and that you could teleport from one area to the other with your avatar without any issue.
The metaverse is this virtual space. It's going to be online. But to get there, we're going to need physical things. You know, the Oculus that Facebook has, they were talking about new glasses. I'm wondering if trying to develop the metaverse will mean that Facebook becomes more of a device company than it has been in the past.
there's definitely a bigger footprint for Facebook in the hardware space, but I do also think they have plenty to do in the software space. And I would also point out that Mr. Zuckerberg said this, and many others have, technology gurus have made the same point. You're not necessarily going to need high-end glasses to experience the metaverse. There'll be aspects of it that you can enjoy from your phone or your laptop. But that being said, the most immersive experiences, the most advanced experiences will require the specialized hardware. And one of the challenges that Facebook and other companies really have to work on is making that hardware affordable for the average person and also comfortable. Right now, the VR headsets that we have are large, they're clunky, they're, especially for people like myself who wear eyeglasses, they're not the most comfortable thing.
Okay, so talk to me about what's at stake here for Facebook. They have changed their name. Sorry, it's the Meta company now, or Meta, and they're putting a lot of money towards the metaverse. So what's at stake for them?
Well, just what you said, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars. The company does not expect this to come to fruition for many years. And so for investors, that can be a tough to swallow. I mean, that is a very long-term investment. And, you know, there could be mistakes along the way. There's certainly, we know many other companies, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Unity, Epic, Roblox, the list goes on and on of companies involved in here. And there could be some crossover. There could be some competitive situations. And to the point you made earlier about the problems that Facebook has had with its existing platforms and the regulatory scrutiny it's facing, there could be goals it wants to achieve that it may not be able to as easily as it would like because of these factors. And we're talking about new territory. This is like a new aspect of the internet. It's talking about technology that is under development, and there are a lot of questions about mental health issues could come up, privacy issues, security issues. How do we know our identity is secure in the metaverse? If somebody's appearing as an avatar that looks like a robot instead of a human being, how do we know that's really the person we're thinking we're communicating with? There's so many questions that come up with something of this magnitude. And so I think the risks are all tied to those questions.
All right. That was our reporter, Sarah Needleman, talking to us about Meta. Thanks, Sarah.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And before we go, Facebook may have a new name, but we're still interested in your questions about our Facebook file series. What do you want to know about the investigation, the future of Facebook, or even what this rebrand could mean for the company? We'll have a member of the Facebook Files investigative team on the show to answer them. Our phone lines are open. Leave us a voicemail at 314-635-0388. We might include your question or story in an upcoming episode. Again, that's 314-635-0388. All right, that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. Our producer is Julie Chang. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.